September 11th commemoration ceremonies across Europe were marred slightly when radical Muslims met in a London mosque and praised Osama bin Laden. They warned of more attacks against the United States for its continuing support of Israel and for efforts to topple the government in Iraq. NPR's Guy Raz reports from London.
The fundamentalist Al-Muhajirun group sponsored the event. Originally, it was billed as the only celebration of the attacks in the Western world. But last night, some leaders like Sheikh Abu Hamza, the imam of the Finsbury Park Mosque, tried to moderate the message.
We do not celebrate such a day. We came here to analyze the situation.
Hamza, a half-blind cleric who lost both hands fighting against the Soviets in Afghanistan, has come under intense scrutiny by British authorities in the past year. The Finsbury Park Mosque in North London, where he preaches fiery sermons, is widely regarded as the center of Islamic fundamentalism in Britain. Among the worshippers here was Zacharias Moussaoui, now under indictment in the United States in connection with last year's attacks. Among the speakers at last night's event was Yasser al-Siri. Al-Siri is wanted in Egypt on charges of murder. At times, he's been called Al-Qaeda's unofficial press spokesman. U.S. authorities have tried to extradite the Egyptian man, but in July, a British court denied that extradition request. At a news conference after last night's meeting, a leading Saudi dissident, Mohammed al-Masari, called last year's attacks a form of resistance and warns of more if the U.S. launches a military campaign against Iraq.
The attack in New York is a counterattack for the war in Iraq and the war in Palestine. Don't fool yourself, and this will continue with more attacks, will be more repercussions, and everyone will be suffering, including the United States and Britain.
When asked whether Osama bin Laden's Al-Qaeda network was justified in attacking the United States last year, al-Masari replied, yes.
When Muslim decided that he can do something about that and take retaliatory action according to the principle of retribution.
Towards the end of the meeting, al-Muhajirun's director, Anjem Chowdhury, read a statement out to reporters.
It is apparent from the attitude of the American policymakers that they had prepared for multiple wars before September the 11th, 2001. And it is also clear that their target after the Soviet Union is Islam and those who carry its principles strictly wherever they are. The only Islamic response to such unparalleled arrogance and oppression is to do one's utmost to resist the oppression, no matter how weak one may find oneself.
Several dozen protesters turned up to demonstrate against the meeting, but police managed to keep all sides separated. The event at the Finsbury Park Mosque contrasted sharply with others held at Islamic centers and mosques across Britain. At the Regent's Park Mosque in central London, the imam read a verse from the Quran and offered prayers for the victims of last year's attacks. Most leading Muslim groups in Britain oppose al-Muhajirun, and some even called on the government to ban yesterday's meeting. Guy Raz, NPR News, London.